Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien with the Storage Media Group. I'm talking with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Storage Radio. You are fresh off the plane from EMC World Las Vegas. How was it?
It was very software-defined, I would call it.
Are you yourself now software-defined?
I am, yes.
So let's jump right into it. The big news was Viper. Don't call it virtualization. Whatever you do, it's EMC says it's much more than a storage virtualization. Talk to us about what they say it can do, Dave.
Well, basically what it will do is it allows customers to pool storage across any types of storage array, so you can manage it in one big pool. So, they say they will support all other major vendors' arrays, although out of the gate it'll just be NetApp, and eventually they plan to support even just commodity, white box storage. So the second part of that is once you have this pool that is commonly managed, they will provide storage services that will apply to the entire pool and all of the hardware. So the first thing they will be doing is object storage. So you can run object storage on all of these arrays, even the ones that don't now support object storage. And then they will add other features as they go along. This is something that's kind of built mainly as far as the architecture goes for like cloud providers, so there will be multi-tenancy and things like that built in, but it's they're also aiming it for enterprises, so it's a kind of a different way to manage storage than they do now or anybody does now, really. But it's also probably a several step process before they really get everything in that allows them to really work the way they say it's going to work. But, if it takes off, it will probably, affect their existing arrays and how people treat the storage arrays they have now.
I'm glad you mentioned object storage. In one of your stories, you talked about Viper providing this ability to view object as files and provide file access without all the latency that is sometimes associated with object storage. So object storage, we've heard so much about it in connection with cloud storage recently. It sounds like Viper will push that agenda even further.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. The plan is for if you have a system like an Isilon, which is a clustered NAS file system storage array now, you will be able to access the data on there as objects. And vice versa, you could access objects as files if you're using just like old commodity hardware. So that's the plan. We'll see. Like a lot of things that EMC and other vendors bring out, the first rev will probably not have a lot of the things they're talking about now. They won't show up until future products. So like I said, this is probably a multi-year thing before Viper is really behaves the way that EMC is claiming it will now.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a huge undertaking for them. You talked about compatibility with a NetApp right out of the box. What was the reaction from NetApp and HDS and other major vendors?
Well, they kind of do some of the things. Like both HDS and NetApp and IBM all have storage arrays that will virtualize EMC and other arrays behind it. So that part of it, they all, come out and say, well, we already do this, so what's the big deal? And, obviously nobody wants, the way these things are used probably is, EMC will see this as they will, virtualize a NetApp array and then eventually get the customer to move the data off that array to an EMC array as the next step, as NetApp does now when they virtualize an EMC array. So obviously the other guys aren't happy about this, but they're, like always, they claim that, what they're doing now is just as good and better, and they do some of the things that EMC promises in Viper, but I don't think there's anybody doing, everything that's in Viper. It will support open OpenStack and Hadoop, so you know it'll have a lot of cloud capability. And you know, it's, right now it's PowerPoint, but we'll see what happens when it gets into the real world.
Right. By the way, if you're just hearing about Viper for the first time, it's not an acronym, just a name they that EMC really liked. Dave, they also talked about Pivotal. That was the other big announcement to come out of EMC World. It seems like a little less is known about that project, but can you give us an outline?
Yeah, Pivotal is a brand new company that EMC and VMware, you know, EMC also owns VMware, most of it, and they spun off assets into this company called Pivotal. It's headed by Paul Moritz, who was the CEO of VMware until last year. And, you know, the EMC part to go there was primarily the Greenplum data analytics. And they took some cloud stuff from VMware. So, you know, it's not what Pivotal is doing isn't really true storage. It's kind of, you know, a combination of cloud and analytics. I think, you know, when you look at what EMC is doing with their storage, what they're doing with VMware, what they're doing with Pivotal, the goal is to help people build, you know, data centers that Google and Facebook and Amazon have built on their own, spending, you know, a lot of money hiring all these developers to custom make their storage and their compute to fit their needs. So, you know, EMC with Pivotal and VMware is trying to kind of commercialize that and sell the same type of storage that companies don't have to develop themselves. They can go out and buy it from somebody.
Well, it would be interesting to watch. Thanks for the explanation. I don't think it would be fair to let you go without talking about the uphill battle they're going to have, Dave, in helping people define and frankly not laugh about the idea of software-defined storage or software-defined networks. As you know, a lot of people make jokes about how often that phrase is thrown around and how it seems to be omnipresent these days. What's the challenge?
Well, it'll be even more so now that EMC is in there. We've already heard from other vendors who are just brand new now saying, yeah, we're doing that too. So, maybe we'll get rid of the term storage hypervisor. That seems to have gone by the wayside. So, you know, that was something that was for a while used interchangeably with software-defined storage. But, you know, even more than software-defined storage, the whole IT industry, you hear a lot of talk about software-defined data center, right? So it's all, so everybody, everything is software-defined, and we're hearing the term software-defined everything. So you do have, obviously, the whole server virtualization now is being recast as software-defined compute, because basically, you know, you're turning over your servers to these hypervisors like VMware and Microsoft Hyper-V and Citrix. So then we have some products, as VMware last year bought Nicira, which does software-defined networking, which is, you know, another piece of the whole software-defined data center. So obviously the storage is the other piece of it, the last piece of it, which, you know, has not really been, not really done well with virtualization over the years. So we'll see how it works.
It sounds like both things are true. There are some new features and functions that are changing the data center. And at the same time, everybody's trying to get in on the action and say their stuff qualifies as software-defined.
Obviously, software has played a big part in storage for a long time. So, you know, that, like you said, it's certainly not a new concept.
All right, Dave, we'll be keeping an eye on your coverage of Viper and all things related to EMC and storage. Thanks very much.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Talk to you then. For more information on any of these stories, you can check out our special EMC coverage, EMC World 2013, brought to you by searchstorage.com. Talk to you next week.